28 before the top of the hour. It's time for that celebrity snitch. My man, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Whoa. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip to the mother Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
And Sybil to the mother loving Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay to the mofo Anthony Brown.
Wow. What up, Hug?
How are you inglorious besties doing on this melodious Monday morning?
Good.
Is it me or was this weekend Kurt Franklin or what?
It was. Very.
It's getting shorter and shorter, Sybil.
Yeah, man.
It don't even give you time to recover from a hangover anymore. Remember when you can go out and get drunk as a skunk and have a whole day to recover?
Remember when drunk as a skunk?
Yeah, well, your recovery rollover minutes are a thing of the past. Have they apprehended that shark that's been biting all those people in the Carolinas yet, y'all?
I don't think so.
No identity of the race of the shark?
No.
Is it white, black? Did it have a Confederate flag on its back, Sybil? What was provoking the attack? Well, I'm no ichthyologist. I thought you would like that. But I can speculate that the sharks have bitten more Joys than Jamals. They said 10 people were shocked.
Shocked.
And now one of those people were dark, Sybil. How the hell did 10 person get bit by a shark, Sybil?
I know.
He didn't take math in school? What, he spray himself with Febreze shark repellent? Did he have eczema? He has sharks don't bite people with eczema? Was he going to throw the shark off his game by telling them to ask Siri what 0 divided by 0 is? Was he going to sing Amazing Grace to the shark? Skip, Sybil J, you don't have to warn black people for one time that a shark bit 10 people.
Okay.
Hell, we won't even go to a picnic if we heard a mosquito bit 10 people.
All right.
And if we do go, we're wearing turtlenecks. Hell, I don't even watch Jaws close up. Why you think Puff Daddy got out of that hole so fast? That's a Negro falling in a hole
sound.
He thought a shark was in that daggone hole. Hey, congrats to the Team USA for winning the Women's Soccer World Cup.
Yeah.
I feel bad, y'all, because I didn't see one game. Sybil, was hard for me to watch women kicking that ball like that. I would cringe every time I would see it. I know it's not Sybil, but that's what I would do. Y'all heard the living escape inmate David Sweat is back in jail?
Yeah.
The good news, he has a bigger cell. You know, since Richard Matt was transferred to hell.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of hell, what the hell is going on? This week on Keeping Up With What Black Man the Kardashians Dating. Sound effects on fleet this morning, Jay. Chloe went out on a date with Houston Rockets star James Harden.
Yeah, man.
You know the brother with the most famous beard in the NBA?
Right.
I guess Chloe got rid of French's Rosetta Stones, y'all. And picked up the Book of James. I don't get it, Sybil. James Harden is a young, rich, successful black athlete, and he goes out on a date with a Kardashian? You mean to tell me he couldn't find another white girl besides a Kardashian?
No.
Who's Paris Hilton dating? Is Lindsay Lohan dating men or women this month, y'all?
That's a good question, too.
First, Lamar owned him to French, so from crack to rap. I thought she would kill two birds with one stone, Sybil, and date rapper Coolio. You know, that's a crack rapper, lady. Too soon?
No.
They're going to have problems, Sybil, if somebody don't shave. And James Harden's going to have to shave, too. No, but seriously, I like them as a couple. You hear their nickname as a couple together, Sybil?
Which is?
Fuzzy Navel.
I gotcha.